This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Often, we do not think of marketing or business as careers in gerontology. However, business skills are essential in successfully administering elder care services. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Roberta Andrajack, Marketing Director at Savannah Grand, about marketing jobs in gerontology on this week's Life Transitions.
Hi, Roberta. You are a marketing director at an assisted living facility, Savannah Grand. What exactly is your role?
My role as marketing director is to convince those that are considering assisted living to choose us over any other property that would be found locally. I strive to make our community rise above the others in how I market the services that we can provide.
So what exactly are you marketing?
Assisted living communities offer residents the opportunity to be very independent without the day-to-day chore of taking care of something. They do not have to clean their apartments. They do not have to do their own laundry. We provide three meals a day. We will take our residents to doctor's appointments for those that do not drive. But on the same note, they can have their own pets there. They bring their own furniture there. They can be as independent as they can physically and mentally be and still have us in the background in case they need us.
Typically, we never think of marketing as a gerontological job. We think of human services professionals. So is marketing a common career in gerontology?
Any field that offer services to the gerontology population needs a marketer, whether it be a nursing home that offers short-term rehab, assisted living, even medical supplies. All of these companies that service that generation need a marketer to be able to promote their businesses and to keep their businesses in the public's mind.
So if you had to describe a typical day in your job, what would it look like?
There will be days that I give two or three tours a day, someone that wants to come through and look at see what our community can offer. I may go to a networking meeting or a brunch to discuss different opportunities that we have in the community to educate the public on everyone's different services. And then at the end of the day, my job is to keep our community, our occupancy up to 100%.
What kind of training do you think marketing manager or a marketing director would need in a setting like yours?
A marketing background is certainly going to be the most beneficial for anyone that coming into this field.
And do you think they would also need skills in gerontology?
Oh, yes. If I had had the background in gerontology to go with my marketing background, I believe that I would have been above the eight ball rather than behind it learning a new position.
So anyone who wants to work with senior citizens in that role of a marketing director or a marketing manager would need two types of skills, the marketing part of it and the gerontology part of it.
Yes, and I believe they could be very successful with that in their background.
My guest for today was Roberta Andrajack, who is marketing director at Savannah Grand.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net. Life Transitions is produced with the Department of Gerontology at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.